Mostly gray skies in Overland. It's 77.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbart and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Today we're coming at you on location on our Spotlight in Overland. Day three of our Spotlight in Overland series, and we're coming at you from Lorenzo's Pizzeria here in Overland for Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Settled up alongside my tag team partner, Matt Douglas. I'm Andy Bulbarch. We'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight. Come on down here, have some pizza, stop on by, say hello to us. Again, we'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight. And then when we wrap up tonight, it's the championship and the WEOL Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented by the Elyria Public Library System. Who you got tonight?
It's Olmsted Falls and Fire Lynch, for those who may not be aware. Something's telling me Olmsted Falls.
You've been on that Olmsted Falls bandwagon all year long.
It's my town, so I guess I got to go. Well, I live in the township, but I'm going to go with the Bulldogs tonight.
It must be that Bulldog mentality,
it must
right?
Be, yes. It
must be that Bulldog mentality. Well, we mentioned we're speaking with a lot of interesting people while we're here in Overland. And we've got our next all-star on the guest list here. We've got Rob Hillard, Overland City Manager, joining us right now. Rob, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for the invite.
Well, you were telling me before we came on, you've only been here for about a year and a half.
A year and a half. Town's been extremely welcoming and interested in telling their story. And I'm looking forward to making a positive difference here in Overland.
Well, and you guys are doing a lot of interesting things, a lot of cool things, and I think this town, like many others, going through a little bit of a change, and certainly a change for the better, and there are a lot of cool things that you guys have going on. And I wanted to ask you about something that had been launched a while back, the Overland 2025 strategic planning process. And when I asked you about that earlier, you said, look, this thing's no longer in the planning stage. This is in the implementation stage. What kinds of things are being implemented right now in that 2025 plan?
Sure. As we continue on the process, we retool it a little bit. But what we talk about is our five strategic values. And those five strategic values relate to city services. Because from my perspective, if you can't do city services right, what are you doing? But also in Overland, we value environmental sustainability, social justice, economic development, and neighborhood outreach. So within these five, which relate to the 2025 plan, in some semblance, we are making great strides in many of these areas.
Well, and it sounds like you guys have been doing that for a while now. You mentioned you're in the implementation process of that plan, and there are a couple things that really stood out. You know, we talked about development, and I know one of the things you guys are doing right now, you're working on the development of the Research and Commerce Park. What are the details on that?
You're right. Great question. We own property, approximately 30 acres, on the corner of Oberlin and Lorain, which is off the US 20 exit. We own that. We've empowered the Overland Community Improvement Corporation into purchasing, marketing, and selling that on behalf of the city, or at least making recommendations on behalf of the city. So we continue to promote it, let the world know that if you want to make a difference in Overland, want to make create some jobs and be a part of our movement, land is available.
Very cool stuff, and it sounds like there are a lot of opportunities involved with that, and then there are a lot of moving parts also involved with that.
Yeah, you know, the OCIC, which is what we reference, the Overland Community Improvement Corporation, is a nonprofit group affiliated with the city, but that we also work with the Overland Business Partnership in our marketing opportunities. We have additional properties as well in our industrial park, tried and true, lots of great businesses growing and expanding in that particular area as well. So we believe in true partnerships to make a difference in the region. So we provide tax abatements. We work with people on utilities. Overland is a community that has electric, water, sewer, refuse collection. So we're a full-service city ready to go and ready to make a difference for businesses as they locate in the city.
And one of the five items you mentioned detailed in the Oberlin 2025 strategic planning process. You mentioned environmental as well, and I know one of the things you're working on right now is the Plum Creek Greenway. Mm. What do you guys anticipate that looking like when it's all finished? What are some of the ideas that go into that?
Well, the city of Oberlin has a portion of the trail that connects to the larger bike trail that runs throughout the Cleveland area. The Plum Creek Trailway is an offshoot of that particular area, and that has the opportunity to bring people in from the trail all the way into the downtown to do business and enjoy restaurants, Lorenzo's, for instance,
right,
and
right.
other places. It also is a natural area, so you can walk it, take a peace of mind of the cool community of Oberlin, wildlife, reflect. So we're building on to that. Again, we have natural areas already, but we're also looking at some trailway systems. That project has been endorsed and supported by the city council to make a difference. We talk about a lot of parts, you know, crossing streets or making really cool non-motorized trailways through the woods. But this is a established trail that is adjacent to the Plum Creek, which is Plum Creek goes to the Black River, which of course goes to Lake Erie. So it's a great project and just one of the many environmental sustainability initiatives that the city is looking at.
Sure, Rob, I think you kind of hit on it. There's a lot of parts to Oberlin. It's a very unique city with the college. You've got kind of the urban, the rural, the environment, the wilderness, all kind of mashed into one. Is that one of the high aspects of Oberlin when you're bringing in new business and things of that nature?
You know, it's a place you want to be.
Yeah.
It involves, again, a consciousness of social justice, environmental sustainability, economic development, neighborhood outreach. That's a mouthful.
Sure.
And trying to put those all together. So as we market and as we talk about the city of Oberlin, we talk about our really cool downtown. Again, Lorenzo's. We talk about Oberlin College, which is a major presence in not only our downtown and our community. And these two attributes just bring so much to the community as a whole. So it's easy to market. Mm-hmm. Again, Oberlin maybe isn't for everyone. But I tell you, it's a great place to be, and we do invite folks to try us out and check us out.
Rob Hillard, Oberlin City Manager, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon as we shine the spotlight on Oberlin from Lorenzo's Pizzeria. What's your go-to when you come to Lorenzo's? We've been asking every guest that we've had on the show what their go-to is. I mean, you're only a block or so away, so you get a chance to frequent this place quite often.
Absolutely. The antipasto salad is excellent.
We've heard good things about
yes.
that.
Yes,
absolutely.
Not the first, yeah.
And, of course, any pizza you choose is wonderful. It's just you can't go wrong. We like the little extra crispy pineapple bacon pizza,
right.
The tropical.
Okay,
so
tropical.
I recommend that.
Sounds
so
good. Bull, did you put that on your list here, pizzas you got to get on the way out?
Yes. I mean, that list keeps growing. You know,
it
just keeps on growing. I got to ask you about the pink dressing. Have you had the pink dressing?
You have to. Absolutely. Again, it's part of the antipasto salad, the topping. Again, you can always have a little too much. But I tell you, you just can't go wrong with Lorenzo's Pizza. It's an outstanding place. It's worth the travel. It's worth the time. So we hope folks come and visit us and check out the Plum Creek and the college environment and the downtown. But, of course, stop to Lorenzo's or any of our other fine restaurants in town.
And there are plenty. We were actually given the thumbs up on quite a few. We told people we were coming down here yesterday. Now, you mentioned you've been here for a year and a half. What was it that brought you to this area, and what is it that keeps you here also?
Yes, again, the fact that we are talking about impactful issues of environmental sustainability and social justice are what draws me to the community as a city manager. You know, Oberlin is a small town, about 8,000 or so. But yet it really, really has a desire to explore the broader issues that are challenging us as a country and as a world. So part of what drew me to Oberlin is the fact that we're dealing with impactful issues, but also that it's a full-service city. Again, city manager, city services. If we can't do city services right, what are we doing?
Sure.
It's a human system, so we're always challenged with the latest and greatest issue, the latest and greatest challenge, or at some level, a failure in systems. But what I love is to be able to make a difference in that area. So I just love being a city manager. I love to make a difference. And again, Oberlin was gracious enough to hire me, and Glad to be here, having a lot of fun.
Speaking of making a difference, over the weekend, Pride Day, and that affected a lot of communities all throughout Lorain County, and I know Oberlin was at the forefront of that as well. What kinds of things did you guys have going on Pride Day?
So, again, Pride Day is a reflection of the volunteers of the community to show their pride and their and honoring the various green spaces throughout the city. So from our perspective, what makes the most difference in many respects is our gateway, flowers at our city limit signs, of course, all the spaces in downtown, retooling that, taking care of weeds, putting in bark, putting more flowers in. And those things are done by the volunteers and the individuals who just take so much pride in the community. But they're also sponsored by organizations. Our Public Works Department was a major leader in assisting in providing supplies and some level of coordination. The Oberlin Business Partnership, which is a group downtown that coordinates a variety of activities, they were a big part of it as well. So Lorain County is just a tremendous county. I think as we step back, we should all be very proud that we have a consciousness that calls ourselves Pride Day for the entire county. And so I'm, again, we're humbled as a community to be a part of that effort.
Yeah, no question about that. Very cool stuff. And one of the things I think we enjoyed about Pride Day was getting a chance to look back and see how many people came together to make such an incredible difference, whether it was a community cleanup project or whatever the case may be. It's always great to see the good come out in people, and I think we saw that in so many different ways on Pride Day.
Yes, and again, with Oberlin College commencement coming up and other activities, again, it just really helps spruce up the town for an exciting time.
No question about it. Well, Rob, we know you're very busy. You got a lot of places you need to go. We appreciate you spending some time with us here at Lorenzo's. See, we drag you to the good spots. We bring you to the good places like Lorenzo's. It doesn't get much better than this, but thank you for your time. Rob, we'll do it again soon.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for the invite.
All righty. Rob Hillard, city manager at the city of Oberlin, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon as we shine the spotlight on Oberlin, coming at you from Lorenzo's Pizzeria. We'll come back with more right after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.